Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Gnarly Munchies. Yo, this episode is a call to action, calling anybody that's interested in helping to build a DIY skate park in Jersey, Oakland, New Jersey. This episode is for you. So without any further ado, and a little bit of shout outs. Yeah, I got to do those, of course. Shout out to Skate for Changes. We unfucked the world. And live and enjoy movement. Make sure you go check those guys out on Instagram. But let's get into this podcast. Yeah. Yo, anyway, we are sitting here munching. Hope you guys are doing well. Today, I'm at... I'm probably going to fuck this up again.
Oh, Oakland, New Jersey. And it's a DIY spot. I'm Big Wave Dave, 100% skateboarder, Shroppers Union, 973. I stumbled upon this little spot, and I'm trying to help out the community to add some features and dig some more of the park out that floods have kind of come through and covered up a lot of the riding area. So we're trying to restore.
It's a really interesting
vibe. Rehabilitate.
There's some features already here. Looks like it was already built in to be a skate park.
Yeah, they started it years ago. There's a whole pretty deep story behind the place where we are right now. It's called Pleasureland. And if you go online, you look up Pleasurelands in Oakland, it was actually a whole big popular place back in, I guess, the 60s, maybe 70s.
Okay.
Families would come, and this was an actual swimming pool that we're sitting in right now. This was the shallow end, and if we dig further that way, there's a deep end. There's ledges on the other side over here.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we have plenty of building material here. What we need is hands and knowledge now, basically. I need people that have have time to volunteer, first of all. And
I'm down.
Concrete, pouring skills, just people that have done this before, if they could come out, reach out and help. I want to make it
take this and do something with it.
Yeah, for the kids, man.
Yeah, there's a bunch of kids who've already been through here helping with shovels. Like, I got a pile of bricks and rocks sitting right there, and it's all ready to be put in for pours. I mean, this right here was done by the community, what we're sitting on right now.
And you
this all cinder blocks and just mesh, and they just went over it with concrete.
Yeah,
you just poured over it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they used the cinder block.
So it's whatever.
It's cinder blocks all across there.
Yeah, whatever you can do. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're actually sitting on the feature that destroyed my leg.
This goes deeper. This goes deeper.
A lot further back. I haven't skated in about a week now, and my leg is hurt. So I can't skate, unfortunately. But I can still come to the park and try to help out. No, I don't have anything.
The key to
your car.
The key.
Oh, the key. I thought you were asking for something.
Oh, dude, there's no...
I was just trying to, break your strap.
I don't know where the key is.
No, dude, you're good.
I'm marking the interrupters.
This burrito bowl spot.
Yeah, Babacu's burritos. I have no idea where the key is, dude.
Nice. I just gave it back to you.
That's a good question.
It's not in my pocket.
I literally
maybe
just gave
I
back
left
to
it over there.
Okay. Impossible. I gave it back to you when you was over here.
Here, it might be right here. It's in the front. Yeah, here it is. So keep putting it in that pocket.
Yeah, I totally gave that shit back to you.
You're just like me, man. I look everywhere. Everywhere.
It wasn't in the common pocket.
Does anyone need anything while I'm there?
No.
I need a new leg.
Escape so I can skate. Anybody want a board?
Oh. No.
Is it all right if I bring one?
Yeah,
sure.
That's what they're there for. Ride them.
I got hair getting in my way. And this taco bowl is fucking amazing.
Dude, this taco bowl is the best. It's so good.
I got taco salad.
Right.
I'm coming to the end of it. And the bready part.
Doughy.
Yeah, the dough. Because it all has the soap, juice, and juices. People know what I'm talking about if you eat a lot of food. Like, this is what it is.
I would definitely send out a 10 to come back here.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to skate this park in a bit. I mean, I'm not a good skater when it comes to park skating in general.
Well, it has everything for all different skill levels here, which is another nice part. I mean, the stuff that was put here by the community in the beginning, it's definitely lasted a lot of years, and I could see where they were going with the flow of the park for the future, and I'd like to try to continue that. You see over there, it's like dug out, almost like that should be part of a bowl that you carve out, almost like that over there. But I'd like to add another side to it and add a spine transfer come out of there.
And there's then so many different regions right now.
The whole park is on a slant. So this being here is cool because you got somewhere to... But there's no way to get back over there without pushing. So we got to add some kind of a flow to this park still.
There's no flow to it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Who's calling me? My kids are calling me. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Hello?
Hold on, guys.
Hey. Podcast, Gnarly Munchies at the DIY. So let me call you back. All right, love you, bud.
So,
all right, it's my son.
When did you get started doing this?
I really started getting into it. I skated this place a couple times, didn't really know any history behind it or anything until I met some of the younger kids that hang out here and skate. And they told me how it was their brothers that originated this spot and whatever. Mm. You know, kids were telling me some stories, and it's got a lot of cool history, this place. And I see that there's development going on around this place. So what I'm trying to do is show some interest. It's a good place for the community. Nobody's really getting in trouble over here, doing anything wrong.
Right.
It's a good group of kids. We've cleaned it up a lot already, and we're hoping that they leave it alone. It's kind of hidden back in the bushes, which is nice.
Right, you can't really notice it.
You know, people walk their dogs through here. Everybody's friendly. Nobody seems to have a problem with the place, except for the graffiti, a couple guys have said, but there's nothing offensive here, so.
I mean, no, there's no offensive graffiti.
No, it's just little tags and whatever.
I think.
I mean, maybe over there it says fat bitch or something. I don't know. It's probably the most offensive graffiti that we have here.
Well,
like it says horny moo over there. It's just stupid kids shit.
I look at the medium age that's over here so far that I've seen. It's middle age.
Yeah, well, over here, there's the skate group over here is pretty much, I'd say anywhere between 13 and my age, which is 46. But,
damn.
You know, I've seen a whole variety of different age groups come here. And sometimes this place is full, but a lot of times it's just empty like this, which is kind of why I want to come through and add to it. We'll get more people skating it. But we'll get like 15 kids here when I come through sometimes. They'll just keep coming and we'll start having fun sessions.
It's a decent spot. Like,
we built this little feature over here, you know, with the railing just kind of propped up some...
into the rail slot.
Well, my buddy Tommy does 50-50. I mean, he does a freaking...
off of that.
A rock and roll off of that, which is pretty sick. I was like, dude.
That is sick. That's not an easy rail.
No, and... No, the park has got some flow. It's got some fun runs to it, and so I want to get people out here to try to help, if I could, try to.
So what needs to be done?
We need more ramps. Like I'd like to add this, you know, the same kind of ramp sitting here that we're sitting on.
You gotta talk into the mic because he's 4 feet away.
Got it. I want to add to the ramps like that we're sitting on, and I want to add. I mean, basically, it's just a bank, and I want to add sides to it. This way, you kind of kick through the corner, you know, pump through the corner, and then it'll send you off to the other part of the park. Because right now, there is no other part of the park to be sent off of. Like, this is the last feature. Because the park's on such a slant, once you hit here, your run's kind of over. So you got to learn how to pick up some flow through here and just have some fun. But then once you come here, you have no choice but to kick to the other side and back up the bank. Yeah. And then, you know, the snowman over there is kind of tough to ride because it's uphill. Then you have to kick, and then it's uphill I mean, we ride it, but it really, like, you know, I'm not 16 years old anymore, dude. I don't have that kind of energy.
You're not pushing yourself
up. No, and now with my leg, forget it. I'm not even be able to skate, I don't think, when I go to Albuquerque.
No?
Unfortunately. I think that I really destroyed my leg this time for a good... It's already been a little over a week.
When do you have to leave Albuquerque?
I'm leaving May 1st.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'll see what happens there. I'm still going to go there. I'm bringing my Pocket Change skateboard that was pressed for me by Pocket Change.
Right, you went to
KC. Billy Angus. I went to Kansas City for a little bit recently.
How was that?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to go to their DIY, which was unfortunate because now I've heard that they're going to be losing their spot and they're fighting for it.
That's usually a hard part. But, you go something.
Yeah, I had a really fun trip though. Hanging out with the Burning Spider was a treat. Watching all the shipment of land yachts come in, and, you know, seeing all the new boards for 2022 lineup. There's a lot of beautiful boards in that lineup, man, let me tell you. And then just hanging out, skating the Snake Path and going to one of their Stoke clinics, which if you're ever in that area and you miss out on one of their Stoke clinics, you probably missed out on something really special in skateboarding.
That community is something else.
I mean, it was insane, yeah. What a fun community.
Yeah, very unique community.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Right.
Tight knit. They, you know.
Yeah, it's like family.
They're skateboarders. Their whole skateboarding community.
Yeah.
And what was really interesting for me was to see the young kids show up with their fathers, and then the fathers come into the shop the next day and like buy a board for themselves, and now they're skating with their kids. I love that goes on there.
Right.
So as to where here in New Jersey, people look at me like I'm an idiot because I still skate. Especially because I get hurt.
Right.
Like, what are you doing on a skateboard at 46 years old? See, now you twisted your ankle and you can't go to work. I'm like, all right, well, okay. I'll go to the skate park then. I'll hang out and I'll work on my little passion here.
I'll tic-tac somewhere.
I'll heal.
Who knows? I just watch skate videos.
Yeah. I just can't skate right now.
This is a temporary feeling.
Yep.
The whole being brick. After all these years, you never really get used to it.
Well, when it's this painful, you don't.
What'd you break?
I didn't break anything. I got a really bad sprain to my left ankle. I went off the side of this bank that we're sitting on, and I was on the little land yacht's dinghy, which is not the board that I really ride much, and my foot went off the front of the board.
Wow.
On the landing, and kind of plummeted my ankle, drove it right into the ground.
No good.
And I felt it pop twice.
No good.
And I laid on the ground for a while, and I couldn't move.
You're definitely dead.
I definitely knew that, yeah.
You died.
So when I got up, of course, I took a couple more runs through the park. I had to make sure that it was really hurt. And yeah, for sure, it was really hurt. So I went home. It was the end. I haven't skated since that day. And hopefully, all is well in a week from now when I'm in Albuquerque, but I don't think it will be. So we'll see how that works out.
You're still going, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to be there with a couple prizes and just some fun. High fives and positive vibes, of course. I'll be spreading tons of Stoke. That's all I know.
Some good old-fashioned skateboarding.
Oh, yeah. Going to be hanging out in the skate house with a lot of my friends that I don't get to see much. And regardless of anything, it's going to be a fun trip.
Isn't it?
Because it always is.
Most skate trips turn out to be fun. Most.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a mutual intent.
Like, well, unless you try bringing your girlfriend on a skate trip.
Don't.
Then it usually turns into a couple's trip / I want to go hang out with my friends and skate and I can't. And you just sit there and wait for your turn.
Right. And then you can always skate the event. Like, okay.
Yeah. You'll basically just skate the event and then that's it.
And then you're going to go out and go look around the city.
Oh, yeah. Well, that did happen to me the one year I took Tanya to Albuquerque, but we had a blast, I got to say. We found the town of Madrid. We hiked the Sandias Mountains. I mean, we explored. She took a 5-mile hike to some hot springs.
What is in Albuquerque?
A lot of Breaking Bad. No, it's a lot of skateboarding. Mm. A lot of desert.
That's what I'm saying. And
for me, it's just a mecca of skateboarding.
It's a cold, it's a fucking hot hell.
Yeah, but I love it there.
There's nothing in around it.
Well, that's why we normally start skateboarding in the morning. And then you're done probably around 2 o'clock. Because it gets hot. And then you're going to want to either go off and skate somewhere some more. Or get a couple cold beers and just put your feet up on the couch for a while.
Right, because I have to skate in 100-something degree weather.
Yeah.
In Mexico heat. I'm not really excited.
You normally want to go find somewhere to relax and
bullshit for a while.
And bullshit a while, yeah. Look at some of your footage from the day and, you know, just chill.
If you got footage, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be fucking sweating bullets exhausted after a long run.
Yeah, well, that's why you just wait till the end of the day.
Yeah.
Go home, review in the air conditioner.
Right, you have to have air conditioner there.
Alright, so. It's so good.
It is. It's not. It wasn't bad.
Man.
It's definitely bad. I should have got the hot sauce. That was. Mm. I just realized.
Oh,
that
I did.
That was white people hot sauce.
I'm going to pay for that.
I'm going to tell them when I asked them, let me get a medium hot. I thought it would be like had some kick to it.
Mm.
But then I realized what community we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like basically ketchup.
It was just some shit that was out of a, you know.
It was like ketchup.
Man. You know what? You gotta take a second to ride this. These wheels ain't bad.
I can't ride.
Oh shit! When you're done, you have a chance. I really never gave them a chance, man. What's wrong with those wheels?
Alchemy's a fantastic.
They're really nice. That's what they are, Alchemy's.
No, yeah, it's one of my favorite wheels.
That's nice. Yeah, that was Mike Ryan's company, right?
And I was doubting it. This whole Alchemy. Time. I was doubting Thomas.
I still have that set.
Yeah, we did a way back in the day. Me and Mav did a review on those wheels, like a little amateur review.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Anyway,
I'm always getting cut off. It's like every time I do a podcast, that
she's another one, but smaller.
Same dragon. It's fucking hot.
It's a little. It has little differences. Isn't that cool? Mm-hmm. I want to do that on my.
Yeah, it got hot.
On my inner.
Yeah, it's starting to get hot out here.
Yeah, because we're sitting right in the sun beam, so.
You're absolutely right. We're sitting directly over.
We're soaking up the UV rays with us, and that's what's making us.
We're
hot.
Definitely.
My idea is to get some parties together and try to. We have a GoFundMe already.
Okay.
For this?
Oakland DIY. And.
At Oakland DIY?
Yeah, Oakland DIY is what we're calling this for now. We have a GoFundMe. We got a page on Snapchat, Instagram. And I'd like to try to get some parties together where we get some money together for bags of concrete and, you know, rebar, anything that might. Be donated, could be donated, of course.
What's needed right now?
Right now, concrete, rebar. We have plenty of rocks to add to the ramps. We need manpower, of course.
People. Right, that's the most important part.
People's always a nice thing to have.
We need fasteners to fasten those rails down.
Well, I have that.
Okay.
I have tools.
Me too.
That's why I got hammer drills.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's all
anchors,
we need, a hammer drill.
Yeah.
What, a 4-inch anchor or something like that? A Hilti?
I've already grinded down a lot of metal that used to be sticking up in this park. And I've already just removed a lot of hazards. I want to get some Bondo. And, like, at the bottom of the ramps here, I've kind of, you know, deteriorated.
Do you think...
I want to smooth it out with some Bondo.
You think the Bondo works well. take hold of the concrete?
He's got to clean it out real well.
Okay.
It'll take better than Kwikset. Because after a while, that Kwikset just flakes up again.
Oh, it does. Especially if it's on a vert like this.
Even if you're, I don't know, it kind of seems like the Bondo is what they use when I look at a lot of...
like car
yeah,
Bondo?
Yeah, car Bondo. Like when I look at a lot of the people doing repairs, like cracks like this, they're cleaning them out really good. And then they're just using Bondo. So I'm like, all right, well, maybe I'll try doing that here. I'll start experimenting. And something I've never got into in my life. I've always wanted to have kind of a skate park project on my hands. So I'm really excited about it.
You got up.
I know Tanya's not excited about it because I spend probably more time here than I should be. But
you know, so this is just like some random.
She's gonna. Really she's gonna she knows I love it.
This is just some random. It's like random happenstance. Like you happen to. If you get hot,
you take it off, but yeah, you get burned.
I want to skate.
I just pulled up here and started skating, and the kids, I knew a couple of them already from being in the area, skateboarding other places. Like, we have a DIY spot over in West Milford that I met a lot of these kids at.
So you
and they said they would come over here and help as well, which I appreciate. But I don't ever hold anything to anybody, man. It, you know, if it's just me, it's been me with a shovel just alone here. Okay. I dug out all that side over there. One kid helped me dig all this out one day. We just started digging to see how far back it goes.
How far back does it go, really?
Well, when I looked at the pictures online of what it used to be, it goes at least another 100 feet back.
Jesus
and it
Christ.
Goes out. It's a huge swimming pool that we're sitting in right now.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
Just, years ago when they closed the place down, I guess they started using fill, and they just started dumping dirt in here and just... you got this old... Yeah, just dump it over in the pool. We're going to fill that in. We're not using that area anymore.
And nature takes course, and you start digging underneath.
Yeah, there's actually another pool in the back that they entirely filled in. But it's, like, swampy. It's all just stagnant water. It's disgusting.
It's actually, like, pretty much...
It's not habitable. It's not anything. There's a nice flat pad up over there, though. I'd like to... I don't know. I want to make a little skate something up there. It looks like a pad all ready to go for a half pipe or something, and... There's a lot of potential here. I heard they're gonna start doing concerts in the park, which brings me to the idea of, I wonder if they would let us do punk rock concerts in the park.
Yeah.
And then the band shell right there, people skating over here. You could still hear the music, and I think that would be pretty
just
fucking
like
cool.
I
got a lot of local bands that I could have come,
now,
you know.
Remember, like,
and raise some money for the cause.
They play at the bottom of the pool sometimes?
Yeah.
Now, the question is...
There's no power out here. You have to have generators.
The city itself.
Yeah, I haven't even tried to contact them yet. From what I've heard from the locals, this place just kind of sits here, and it's not even owned by the city. From what I understand, it's owned by the state of New Jersey, this property, and they're not doing anything with it. If I feel like there's going to be a threat to the park, I'm going to start going to town meetings and find out what's going on for sure, because so far I've had only positive output put from all the local people that come around here, older and younger. They want to see this place happening, and we don't have a place, and they're not going to build us one, and
it's kind of weird.
They're always worried about the liabilities of a skate park. Who's going to take the liability? Like, okay, well, it's skate at your own risk.
Right.
I hurt myself, and I'm not
going to
sue anybody.
Do it that way.
It's just like,
you know, it's not going to happen. It doesn't happen normally in the skateboard world. And I don't know. It's always been that way. Skate at your own risk.
But, it's in a sports world,
you know,
period.
Yeah, wear a helmet. Wear pads and kind of be careful.
I mean, yeah, just be careful.
Hello. Good. How you doing?
Afternoon.
There's some risk involved in any sport. And anything that you do, there's going to be some form of risk.
Yeah.
But is it really worth the reward? Like, the question is the risk worth the reward?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it is. In skateboarding, at least, I feel. The risk of me hurting myself again, it's probably going to happen. But the reward is more throughout my years of skateboarding that I'm not getting hurt.
It's a lot better.
It's a lot more than you could ever explain.
Right.
Unless you already do it and you understand it.
This is a very interesting setup just to see, like, to have... Because I wasn't expecting it to be, like, this dugout and this many features.
Yeah.
Because I remember you told me one week, like, hey, I found the spot. I thought it was, like, a little small square, but this is a large square.
It's a large spot. It just needs more added to it and needs some help.
It needs a lot of help.
I come here with the blower pack, but I totally blow it off a lot.
It's skatable.
Yeah. When I first got here, it was all rocks and just shit everywhere. I don't know where the broom is right now, but we have a community broom somewhere that... The kids come and they'll sweep the place off.
Yeah, it's kind of sick that it's like that.
It's usually laying off in the trees somewhere. We try to hide it, but
so somebody don't take it.
Yeah, who knows? Somebody might have taken it, but at least they've been leaving the ramps alone. We got a couple flat bars that were donated to us. I saw some footage of some kids here the other day skating them up.
Oh, right there. Yeah,
the yellow one and this red one over here.
Oh, nice. My phone in your car.
Yeah, my buddy Siv, he donated them. And actually, we're sitting on his art right here, the Civ art. And snowman over there is also, and there's his name right there.
So this is pretty much an old DIY.
Yes. This just... place has a lot of history behind it. If you look it up online, like I said, it was called Pleasure Lands.
So what do you know about the history? Like, what's some of the...
I know that there was a gang war of some sort here.
No shit.
Yeah, if you want to, like... I'd rather entice people to want to read it. That's why I guess I would say it's an interesting story. It's something that you might want to check out.
A fucking gang war?
If you're sitting around, you know, you could see what we're dealing with here. I'm sure that there's Google images. I mean, if you want to look it up online... On Big Wave Dave 973, it's right. I have a lot of footage,
right,
on my own Instagram.
Fucking gang war, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Of course, you'd find something.
And they shut it down. It was really.
I'm curious what this place looked like before it became like
this. Well, you could go online and you could see pictures of people hanging out here, like, you know, back in the '60s and stuff. So there's a whole. Right up on this place, and you know, it was a big to do. It was almost like that of a school shooting nowadays, like back then, basically.
Oh shit,
it was that major of a thing that happened. It was serious and not a laughing matter.
Oh, then people that, should really
yeah
look
it was inside. Really sounds, really
sounds enticing.
Yeah,
it sounds really
especially
if I can talk about
yeah it was just really, you know, I can't even explain it. You gotta go
people
read it.
People do stupid shit.
They did. They destroyed a good thing.
Stupid times. But I mean, it's not really... Did they really destroy a good thing because of the way... The circumstances?
Yeah, right now we have a DIY skate park. But
like, they fucking mass murdered themselves.
But yeah, I guess what happened was... Once they shut the place down, they started dumping dirt here. Some kids got together that skate around here. Like I said, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
And they were complaining that, you know, we skate things in the street and you're damaging our property. You know, all the gripes, whatever. So the cops are not cool, so... They started doing this spot. I mean, they brought machinery back here already and dug this out with machines.
Oh, so this is
and then
dug out with me.
They actually brought concrete trucks in and poured these ramps and all these features. I mean, they actually, you know, you could see how it's all built over there, just pieces of rubble, like what this pile is over here.
Right.
And then they just poured over it, put some mesh on it, and that, you know.
So what do you...
I want to make more of a bank over here so you come back into the park and...
Right.
There's a lot more ramps that we want to add to here. And it's always money, you know that. And I want it to be in concrete because that just makes it solid. And then you can't come by the park and, you know, like some things have been stolen from here, unfortunately.
Some kid
comes by or whatever. Oh, dude, check that out. And then his buddies come back with their car later and they take it. I'm always worried people are going to steal stuff from here, but... So far, so good. I mean, they stole the frame to that ramp over there. That's how that got propped up on that rail. Railing was actually taken from the Burger King across the street. When they closed the Burger King, there was something going on. And so somebody got drunk and, like, carried it over here, dude. And
fucking beast.
I want to embed it into the bank somewhere make it skatable. I want to dig down and, you know, make that... It's an actual rail from Burger King. I mean, look at it. It's so smooth. And
you can make it.
There's no kink. It's like, it's a perfect starter rail. You know, and there's that other rail sitting right there. Somebody donated that little round stock.
Looks like there's a ramp coming up off of it and you can hit it.
Well, that over there, somebody built. And then my dumb ass moved it when I dropped it. I broke that piece of metal off.
Oh, shit.
And I still haven't had a chance to come by and repair that. Maybe I'll do that this week for the kids, because I promised them I would come back and do that, and I haven't done that yet. I'm a dick.
Fuck it.
But, no, I have to definitely...
Nobody's doing anything with
it. Well, I've been laying in bed, dude, honestly. I haven't really been much of anywhere. They were going to show up today, but I guess it didn't work out.
I mean, it's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe later on they'll come through, or, you know... Sometimes they find other skate spots. They'll meet up. You know, usually one kid kind of is the leader of the pack. You know that. And if they want to go to Ridgewood and skate, they do. Or if they want to go to West Milford, they'll go there. Or, you know.
Right.
They just meet up wherever they're going to meet up.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be here.
Right.
There's only so much of your spot that you can handle. But
yeah, you get tired of doing the same thing over and over again.
I just like it because I'm finding new lines here constantly to skate. And... The creativity of the place is just, you have to be creative to skate here. You can't come here and kind of find flow without already having some skate park experience, I feel, in a sense.
But, I mean, if you don't know the park, I mean, if you're looking at it the way I look at it, it's not,
it looks easy to skate, and then you start skating, and you're like, oh, yeah. Man, that was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. And
yeah.
There's no coping here, which is very odd. Everything is just edges.
Yeah, you can roll right off everything.
Yeah, so it's very rollable.
Yeah, it's friendly. It's beginner friendly.
Yeah.
A lot of it is beginner friendly.
The features are taller than hip height, except for what she's standing on, and I'm one of the only people that drop in off of that. I mean, most people, they try to drop in off the snowman, and they don't successfully make it.
Why? What happened?
Because just the way that your board's length is, by the time that you touch your wheels down, you're like already in his mouth, and sounds pretty freaking crazy, but
yeah,
you're already in his mouth.
Yeah, there's a couple of snowmans over here, dude.
But yeah, that's all Civ, my buddy Civ.
Yeah,
the freaking that's like his logo. But it's just the way that it is. By the time, kind of like this bank, when you go in that we're sitting on, when you first start skating this bank, you go to kick turn it, or if you go to like rock and roll it, by the time your board turns around, you're already like here.
Yeah, you're coming.
So you're like, you just got to figure it out. It's a tricky spot that took me a couple times to come in here to start to really say like, okay, there is some flow to this park. When I first got here, it was like frustrating. I'm like, who the heck built this place like this? And like, why? It must have been built for bicycles at one time. The bicycle community must have had a lot to do with it, I thought.
Possibly. It looks like it. I mean, yeah. The way the uphill slant. The
way that the ramps are just heavy banked.
Yeah.
You know, it looks almost like bicycles would want to hit that hip right there. I hit that hip right there, but...
Oh, a little curve?
It's pretty where the B is, that graffiti where it says Beav.
Oh, you're talking about the Beav. Yeah, that's a nice little hip. I was thinking about the one that comes up the up, down, come down.
Oh, yeah, that over there is where I like to carve through that corner. But
yeah,
right over there is an interesting piece. It says 1946, I think, on the headstone.
Yeah, that piece. That's where I was...
That's how old this place is. So it's from the 40s. I was... off on my dates.
Fucking old.
This place is from the 40s, dude.
It's probably some dead bodies.
So yeah, it was a lot of 40s, 50s, 60s. Mobster, I think it closed down, maybe bullshit. 70s. It was here for a long time. It was a very popular place.
It's kind of like the Asbury Park story. Like Asbury Park was shitty, and then...
Well, gentrification took over.
Yeah.
You had people with money, and, you know, they moved in, and... They cleaned up the waterfront, but they moved out all the people.
The old Camden.
Well, they got to move somewhere.
You kick people, I mean, shit.
They just boarded up their houses and tell them you got to go, you know. That's the end. I got to grab this bag that's blowing away, dude. Hold on.
Right, because that's annoying.
I definitely don't litter my own park. I clean my park.
No, that's horrible.
No, that's one thing that the community has said about, like, a lot of the older people that walk their dogs through here is, wow, this place is really shaped up. And I tell them, well, yeah, I got the kids together, and we get together, and we try to keep it clean over here.
Right. That was like, you don't...
We try to take care of our place.
It's like, you look at it, it's well-maintained.
Yeah.
It's like, you could... It's, your chance... Like, it looks like a tetanus spot, but you probably won't get a tetanus
shot. Nah, it's, you know... The biggest problem we have here right now is we need drainage. The water fills up in the creek over here, and it just kind of blasts through. See all the brown dirt right here?
Yeah.
We had to dig that out for like the 50,000th time. And the water just comes through, hits this bank we're sitting on, and just shoots out over there. But then it just sits there because there's no... We have to dig it out to where it's lower ground, to where that water has somewhere to escape. Because right now there is no drainage here. And I think that's why they keep giving up on it, honestly, a lot of times, because it fills up. It gets all full of dirt, and I mean, who the hell wants to sit here and try to dig it out again?
You have to re-level
except for somebody like me, because I like skating here, and you know.
And you would have to level it.
It's my spot.
Yeah.
Well, there's no leveling it. There's adding more flow to it. Like those rocks right there, I would add a hump right here, say, like just a bump, and then add another couple bumps, make kind of like a pump track through there, so you can boom, 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 and you pump over into the other part of the park, where then you could get up the bank and come through for another run.
Is this called anything? Is this
I call it, I don't know, I call it my grunge spot, but
yeah, no
it's an Oakland DIY. I call it the grunge spot because it is grungy.
Oakland Grunge Project.
Well, yes. No, it's if you look up Oakland DIY on Instagram,
that's what it is.
You'll find it.
Oakland
DIY. Have
oh yeah,
already?
We opened up the Instagram. There's a if you want to donate, there's a GoFundMe. Which,
oh, nice.
You know,
like, how do we, I didn't know I was going to get into those questions.
Oh, yeah, no, we've already tried to The kids in this community were amazing. As soon as I came and said I wanted to do a little something.
That was only like 2 weeks ago, right?
It was maybe about a month ago or so. It wasn't that long ago.
I remember seeing the videos and just stumbled upon pestering you to come.
So it's like it was more of a take initiative type situation.
It's a group initiative.
Okay.
Definitely.
So it's
a community project that we need, and it's good for skateboarding. It's good for everything. So I'm never gonna
So that's at Oakland DIY. On Instagram at Oakland.
Look that up.
DIY. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So I lost the train of thought. Oh,
and then there's another Oakland DIY. It's out in L.A., so you have to really look at which one it is.
Is it the Oakland, New Jersey DIY?
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see pictures of it. You'll see the graffiti and everything.
I'm like, in a short amount of time, I just lost my train of thought for a second.
It's okay.
Yeah. Where the fuck was I at, Dave? I'm actually sobering up from earlier.
You gotta smoke more.
Probably, right? I enjoy the fucking smoke. Just the whole process of this is kind of insane.
Well, I like that it's got like park benches. I mean, I put out garbage cans. They love that I put out garbage cans.
Oh, right. You can throw away garbage.
Because now I encourage kids to throw their stuff away. I mean, I had a kid break a bottle here the other day. I made him sweep it up.
Right,
you know, I just gotta regulate the kids a little bit. They think it's funny. I used to love the sound of glass breaking. Honestly, I still do, but not in my skate park. Not unless you're looking to have problems with me, you know.
Right, because then you can't ride. You cause more harm than good.
It's like throwing a handful of rocks in the bottom of the bowl because you want to be a wise guy.
Right. That
people
sucks.
Do that crap.
That sucks.
I mean, it's gritty enough here. We don't need broken glass. You see that?
No.
Look at the concrete over there. It's so gritty. It's going to take me like 5 cans of Bondo just to smooth that out.
How the fuck do you do that?
I'm just going to smooth it out with Bondo.
Do you mean
and then you could sand Bondo. So,
yeah.
So if I had to, I could really just smooth that out and then take like a, you know, a sanding stick and I could sand it down when I'm done if I wanted to.
Well, the best thing to do is to try to apply it as neatly as possible.
It's tough because that stuff dries fast, man. That shit dries quick.
Well, you know what? You mix a little batch at a time. Like it's someone else's mixing, you're done. They hand it to you to start mixing.
Oh yeah, that's what I need. People's hands.
I already got my brand on
Broadway bomb.
I know. So I'm the bomb of all bombs. The nail bomb.
So when do you expect to have this thing all? Like well. Where do you see this, I should say, within the next, by the end of summer?
I'd like to see progress of whatever amounts we can have, whether it be more ramps or just more people come and help dig. There's so much cleanup that needs to be done still. And, I want to dig all this out over here.
Yeah.
I got to dig out so much to just make it
anything.
I want to dig it out so it's at least square, you know?
Because
right now it's
far back?
It goes. There's a curb line over there. If you go up to the top of the bank, I think that's the end of that side.
So I guess we're gonna go skate. I'm gonna skate this a little.
Yeah.
Bit.
Well, I'm gonna watch you guys skate because it's not gonna happen for me. My foot is really injured.
No doubt.
It's fine. It'll heal.
Dave, thank you for coming on, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, man.
Tell them where to find the whole spot and how to get to the GoFundMe.
Well. You just Oakland DIY on Instagram. We'll take you to the page. Got to make sure it's the right Oakland DIY. There's Oakland, California as well. This is a smaller DIY, and it's got a bunch of feet.
Do they call it Oakland, New Jersey, or just Oakland?
I'm trying to think of where they call this now. It's not Pleasure Lands anymore, but I believe if you wanted to come here and you put Pleasure Lands into your phone, it would still bring you here.
No shit.
I'm gonna look at that right now. Take me to Pleasure Land, Oakland, New Jersey.
Oakland, all right.
Yeah, right here. It's showing.
Oh, comes up immediately.
I think it's coming up.
Head south. Head south on Plaza Road
shit.
Toward Post Road.
And basically, yeah.
Yeah, it's basically right here. But
yep.
Like,
because we're parked over here.
Right, and the GPS is retarded.
Online. You should reach your destination.
It's legitimately retarded, so I wouldn't even say... accurate or not, because I still haven't walked through some bullshit.
Well, yeah, you'd be I think that's over by the police station, actually, right there.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that's shit. What that is. This is Plaza Road. It's something Oak. Maybe this is called, it's called Great Oak or something now. I think it's on the sign outside.
I'll check it. I'll yeah. fucking post it in the
Take me
thing.
To Great Oak.
But, Dave, Oakland. Again, man, thank you for coming on, man. I was blasting messages.
There it is. Great Oak Park. It's 23 Doty Road in Oakland, New Jersey.
Okay, 23 Doty.
Doty. Doty. D-O-T-Y.
I would say Doty. Yeah. Doty is Doty.
And we're already here, so it's saying it's going to take 1 minute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. This is pretty, man. It's pretty dope.
And basically, when you're driving in, you'll see a dog park to the left, and you have to actually get out of the car and come through the trees, because you're not going to be able to see the park unless it's wintertime and there is no trees.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hidden spot.
So and I got one more question.
If you have any questions, you could always hit me up on Instagram.
Who takes Big out Wave the trash? Dave.
The city actually does.
No shit.
Or myself. I'll take the garbage cans and I'll come sometimes and I'll fill my bags up. And if I take them up to the top of the hill over there, where they have their city garbage cans, they've been very, very nice about taking garbage away. I put TVs that were down here abandoned, old metal crap that we're not skateboarding on. You know, anything that I put up there so far, they've taken out of here, which is really nice to know that they want to at least help clean the area, you know.
If only they could see what it looked like before.
Well, you can. You got to go to the Pleasureland.
Go Google Pleasureland. Or go look up Pleasureland and see what it looked like before.
You'll see the story. Pleasureland's Oakland, New Jersey.
And then just come here and come help Big Wave out. Like, I mean, that's the...
Yeah, hit me up if you want to, you know if I'm going to be around.
Yeah. I mean, it's just completely, like...
I just need some hands, and if I don't have hands, I'm going to be doing it myself. So
it's different.
It's going to happen either way.
Have but... help on the build a skate park that you would love to see.
And I could use ideas. I know what my vision is.
Right.
But I'd like other people's visions, too. This is a community project, and it's definitely not something that I would ever say is, it's like, oh, that's my skateboard.
So
you know, but
I
definitely would love to say that the community came together, and this is what we gave Oakley, New Jersey, after not having anything, you know.
Right. They have
we have a little something, and then just build on what we have already here that was already provided. Yeah, keep the legacy going, because obviously these kids, they were trying to build something here back in the day, and kind of got abandoned for a while and shut down, and then now we're allowed to be here again. So
weird times. All right, dude, I guess that's that.
Yep,
that's that. We out.
All right
see you
later.